I'm James Walker, and this is Real Talk, Real People. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us again this week. Well, as you know, our last few podcasts have been on my brother and myself. He is in Virginia, I'm in Connecticut, growing marijuana, which is legal in the states where we live. And since we've been given that right to do that, we want to take this amateur journey from planting the seed to smoking the product. We're at the end of our grow. We are now smoking this, and this is the end result. Yes, I have been dipping since I cut down this plant, and it is fantastic. But anyway, without further ado, let me get my brother Alan on the show and see what we can come up with and what we have done and accomplished together. Here we go. This has been curing, what, for 10 days, and I have smoked... I couldn't resist. I have smoked out of it, and I have to tell you, it is like when I texted you yesterday and told
that
you
has got a good head. Yeah,
what loop? I couldn't believe how good it was. So,
do you feel that are you starting to taste the flavor profile?
No, it doesn't have a taste profile yet. You know, but you know, I had that mishap at the end of this whole growing process, but
The dry thing might have the fast dry might have affected that some, but I think still the longer you keep it in the jar, when you open the jar, do you get
I'm beginning to get a different smell, and I'm going to put it in my trusty pipe here because I am going to smoke some. Oh, well, wait a minute, I need to think about this. Hang on a second. I have to get out my trusty marijuana bowl.
Well, I took most of mine and I'm trying to cure it to as long as I can, but I am, I've got some of it out here that I'm smoking out of right now. This is Luthea, by the way. This is Luthea.
Oh, and, is it real? Okay.
Yeah, she's got a really nice, fruity, kind of skunky flavor. The pineapple you can really smell and taste the pineapple in this. So I'm not exactly sure what she's called, because as you remember, this is part of that mystery five-pack that we were growing. Right.
And the same with me. I have no idea. I'm assuming that Miss Jackson is indica, because it knocked me for a loop, and it did not make me want to get up and dance and so forth. So I think it's indica, but all I know is it's very good. And there's a trusty lighter here, and I'm going to light this up real quick.
Cheers. This was what? 12 weeks in growing, 11 to 12 weeks in growing, and another, say, 3 weeks for me so far for curing, and you're about 2 weeks for curing, right?
Right. So let me see. It started around January 15th, right? It was mid-January.
Right. Right. And yeah.
And actually, mine was slow. Yours went real. Your grow went real fast. You grew, what, 2 or 3 weeks faster?
Yeah, and it was more steady. Yours kind of like at the last minute seemed like it kind of picked up.
I don't know what Well, it's kind of, I can't believe we're sitting here.
Smoking our own stuff, right?
Who thought this
it's worth the time. Done? It's worth the effort, you know, that you put into it.
Remember that I went to Charlotte for 4 days?
Right.
Without, you know, and had to leave it without the humidifier.
I think the humidifier you had to turn off. Yeah.
I had to turn off the humidifier, and that was bad for Latoya. It was good for Miss Jackson, but it was bad for Latoya. And Latoya is now I showed you pictures.
She's just nuts. She just got out of control.
I can't believe how big that damn plant is. And, I had to break the top branch.
I saw it. Yeah, I hope it survived.
I'm really out of it. I had to break that top because it had like 6 or 7 buds on it. Yeah, so I'm really thinking about just putting it in the dirt and seeing if it will survive on its own. I can't, you know, what else can you do, right? So
better than throw it away. You can keep hope alive.
But I am I am pleased because, without a doubt, dispensary is moving beyond what I can afford. And knowing that I can grow my own and know what I'm growing, and the high is just as nice as the dispensary,
Yeah, I mean, James,
a no-brainer.
I've got weed here from the dispensary, plus the
Me
stuff, of
too.
course, that I've been growing. And I go past the dispensary stuff. The taste and the flavor is just so much more enjoyable. And there's just something nice about smoking what you grow, you know, and you, or in this case, smoking what you grow in any growing situation, whether it's food or anything. It's nice to be able to eat what you produce, and marijuana is no different, you know.
Well, one thing is for sure. I wasn't really sure about how this was going to turn out, but I agree with you. I bypassed the dispensary stuff. Like, I was sitting here and I was saying, man, this stuff smells just the same. I got four different, five or six different containers here. They all smell the same. The head seems to be all the same, even though one
Yeah.
says THC 29, the other says THC 19. They all produce the same type of head. So I'm kind of like, you know what? I'll grow
Yeah.
my own, and the head is just as good, if not better. In fact, I can't say I can actually say it's actually better. Even at this point, I would prefer this over what's there. So I
Yeah.
can even say the head is better, and I'm really happy. I just hope
Yeah.
I can continue. I just hope I continue this and
Well,
not
that's the whole
lose up.
thing, just to be encouraged to continue on. And, you know, for people watching this video, you know, that's the whole point of making this, so that, you know, people
And
like
for
us,
y'all,
you know,
who
can
watch this video, it took me, actually, Alan was living in Pennsylvania when I first, right? Pennsylvania.
Right,
We
yeah,
were in
when you
Pennsylvania
first tried, yeah.
first when I first started trying this. And for a whole year, I had like 10 seeds, nothing worked. And then suddenly, this one kind of took hold. And now that I know what I'm doing too, it's a little easier for me. I'm not so concerned now. I have a new plant coming up. Her name is Martha, after Martha Reeves.
You
But
grow when you know when you do it once, then there's a level of confidence that you have, you know, that you can do it again. So it's that first time out the gate when you know to get it going the first time, and once that happens, you're good to go, you know, you're good to go.
yeah, I'm actually, yeah, like I said, I'm real happy with this. And another thing I'm noticing here is that with the dispensary, well, I don't know. I just think probably when you burn marijuana in a pipe, you see the residue and so
Yeah,
forth
you see the
coming out.
residual.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess so.
I don't use pipes, you know, so I don't really understand that whole,
Well, actually,
you know,
I want to put
an
another
old
one.
school guy, I grab papers and that's it.
Well, I have to
But
say, I'm
yeah,
a happy
so, you
camper.
know,
I said I'm a happy camper. I
Yeah.
just smoked that little bowl full, and as you can see, not a lot can go into this little pipe. And I'm already flying. So,
A good thing we're not working today.
it's a real good thing. I do
It's
have a friend, but I have to say, folks. But
yeah.
the seed in the ground, baby. If you're smoking marijuana, it doesn't take much to get going, and there's just the feeling of this. Actually, it's a little easier for Alan because he's done this. This is the first time I've had a plant come to fruition. So for me, I'm really excited because not only did it come to fruition, as you can see, it works. I'm a happy camper, so hey, I don't know what we can't do another
No, that would just be too grueling. But
marijuana
for
thing,
folks who watch this, please be inspired that this is within your reach. You can do this with a very small investment and a little bit of your time. If you use cannabis, grow your own, you won't regret it.
Well, I'm not going to say cannabis. I'm going to say weed because that's what
Weed,
I had.
marijuana,
Beef.
whatever it is.
That's what we grew
However you
up
term it.
with. Anyway, anyway, we hope you folks enjoyed this series we did on growing marijuana at home, and we expect some of you to try it. And if you do, reach out and let us know how it goes. I'm James Walker. This is my brother Alan. I'm in Connecticut. He's in Virginia, and we'll talk to you guys again soon. Take
Take
care.
care. Happy growing.
You've been listening to Real Talk, Real People. If you would like to be on the show, if you have an idea for the show, give us a call at 203-605-1859 or drop us an email at realtalkrealpeopledt@gmail.com. You folks have a good week, and we'll talk again next week.